Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, Glenn Spencer is going to be joining us for about 20, 30 minutes in the next segment. Then I'm going to open the phones up for callers on the news I've already mentioned. Anything you want to bring up? I am sickened. It's not even hate anymore. It's just disgust at how fallen humanity is that a known admitted criminal, it's more esoteric, it has to be researched, that a Holder was deeply involved and probably the mastermind of Oklahoma City from the deep research I've done. It's all there. But it is in your face. He shipped thousands of guns into Mexico. Didn't just let them be sold in shops to blame the Second Amendment. That's CBS News, AP Reuters, lied to Congress, all of it. And to know they're going to get away with it because he got up there like I said he would do because I knew Bush was involved. And he said, well, there were other programs Bush was running like this. So you better drop it. And they said, oh. And he's like, yeah, you think I'm just going to let you bring up that I've been doing this? See, with Bush, they were shipping the guns in to knock out their cartels that weren't laundering their money properly. We told you that whole war was coming about 2 years before it started. Before all this bloodshed, Celica Steele and other sources we had said this was all coming. And about the bases down in South Texas training for the war and the CIA and the troops training at Fort Benning, Georgia. Well, now all of that has come out. And Bush just didn't then blame it on the Second Amendment. But so the only new component is he blamed on the Second Amendment. And they don't care if they got caught. They've already issued new rules that aren't even in law, which is totally illegal to gun shops to follow procedures that aren't even on the books, even after being caught. They don't care. They don't care. And now they're saying, we'll arrest citizens and disappear you if you want. Let me explain this. They're saying they can grab Ron Paul out of his house and have him disappear forever. They're saying they can grab Alex Jones out of his house and have me disappear forever. This is what's being said. This is what's being done. This is what's going on. And the tyrants think that those of you that are informed and intellectual are going to get scared and back off. And they think those that are dumbed down are just going to get further acclimated to accept classical, bona fide, 200-proof, dragon's breath tyranny. They just think you're just going to go along with it. Well, I'm not going to go along with it. And I guess in this land of cowards, home of slaves, it is seen as weird and crazy to look into these things. I mean, look at the Republican Party. And we're coming back from break and going to Glenn Spencer. The Republican Party says that they need to go to the LBJ library in the main conference hall tomorrow and talk about how the attorney general is trying to block Texas redistricting plan and aggressively opposes a voter ID bill our elected legislator passed last season. And I guess, you know, I'm being mean here. I mean, those are issues to go after. And they bring up the United Nations and the U.S. to oversee our elections, which is treason. But those issues are nothing compared to red-handed in the cookie jar. Not just selling some guns and tracking them, shipping them into Mexico, shipping them into Indiana and Illinois and Tampa, Florida. And now we learn other areas. The government gives them to certain gangs and lets them go kill certain people. The gangs work for the Justice Department. The drug cartels work for them. The Justice Department and the CIA, well, it's the Cocaine Importation Agency. And now they've moved on to white slavery and little kids. I mean, you see, you folks that have signed on to this evil, you've signed on to all of it. Not on my soul. No, 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 never, never.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. Offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, and I do have some new Eric Holder news for you. Richard Reeves called down to UT. It's going to be in the big auditorium. The seats, it's got to be like 4,000 people or something. Guess what? It's RSVP, only sent out to select members. And so he's got to hide out in there and spew how the UN should run Texas elections. I'm not kidding. The White House has called for that. And the UN should run our redistricting. You cannot make it up. Here's the Republican Party talking about it. And get this. He's for plans to involve the United Nations in U.S. elections, no joke. Yeah, you can just type that into a search engine. White House wants UN involved in elections, and you'll see it. So he's coming here to do that. He's an admitted criminal who lied to Congress and ordered guns shipped to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment and lied about that, and then the memos got released. Because there's good people inside releasing it, and the Justice Department admits they're real memos and is now wanting to find out who they are to arrest them. It's kind of like 3 years ago, WikiLeaks, love them or hate them, they released an army manual that special ops captains in the army are given and above, and it told them how to stage false flag attacks. And then it says, you know, see this part of the course. And a false flag is, well, you're outnumbered in enemy territory, you stage a terror attack, blame it on your enemies. Incredible. Well, that's what Holder's done. You ship guns into Mexico, not just allowing them to be sold, into Mexico. When you get caught, you say, oh, we just tracked a few out of gun shops. Now it's come out in court cases. They're allowing drugs to be brought in and laundering the money. New York Times, eight, 9 days ago. It's incredible. And the Republican Party itself is saying, go protesting for the UN thing. And yeah, I get you. That's bad. But we've got him. We have him. We have him caught red-handed. We have his emails from lawsuits family members and people have sued the government over Oklahoma City. And then they've got the emails from Holder. Even back in 95, he was emailing saying, this is a D-Day situation. We've got to cover up what happened in Oklahoma City. You can read them. I mean, this is a very nasty, wicked person. And so I'm calling on listeners. I know they give it to UT alumni. I'm going to email us at showtips@infowars.com if you want to give us the tickets, or we'll buy them from you to get into the meeting. And then if they have checkpoints and are checking lists and turn it into the TSA, that just shows where America's gone. And they are doing this at a lot of events now and on the highways. And it's just all about the criminals treating us like criminals so they can get away with bloody murder. You know, our borders are wide open. We're going to talk to Glenn Spencer about it in a moment. But look at this headline out of the Examiner. TSA thought woman's back brace was a money belt and didn't listen to her and went ahead and jerked it off her body. Like, what is this? It's a colostomy bag. What's that, sir? I had a surgery. I used the bathroom into that. We're taking it off, and they actually rip them out of people. And I'm not trying to get gross here. That's what happened. Then it spills everywhere in front of everybody, and then the TSA screams at them and says, get behind closed doors. And then we're strip searching you now off of your underwear. You should have told me what that was. I mean, it's crazy how they act. Here's another one. Police employed border. I had a Freudian slip. I wish they were. Police employ predator drone spy planes on home front, but not on our border, helping local police with surveillance, LA Times. Here's another one. U.S. protests boost sales and fears of sonic blaster, including microwave guns, sound cannons, and here's another one. Police attest laser that blinds rioters. Here's another one. Undercover cops spied on occupied L.A. in search of domestic terrorists. Oh, but it's not terrorism when Mexican troops kill people riding on jet skis or bass boats on lakes bordering Mexico. It's not terrorism to have these type of things going on. It's not terrorism to have MS-13 killing cops. Six dead cops. You've got three connected to it, a couple with three Border Patrol, several of them absolutely confirmed, killed by guns, shipped into Mexico by the Attorney General, and he doesn't get any trouble. It's unbelievable. And now UT says, no protest allowed on UT, period. We are God. Could protest just a few years ago. Can't get in to see the Attorney General in the giant auditorium that taxpayers paid for and a state school. We are your government. We are your God. If you have tickets, you have a responsibility to go to videotape on your iPhone. Fast and furious, blood on your hands. He needs to be confronted. And if I can get tickets, I guess I'll go. They know who I am, boy, let me tell you. All right, shifting gears, Glenn Spencer is probably the premier hardcore reality-based individual who understands the mega foundations, the mega banks, the North American Union, the SPP documents where the government admits they want to shut down our borders and create one giant corporate state. And since then, they've announced the North American security perimeter. They've announced harmonization of all of our laws. It's been in the Washington Post that Mexican and Canadian troops will, quote, be used in America to deal with terrorists. At the Olympics, Mexican and U.S. troops were in Canada just last year. It's happening. This is insane. This is insane. Glenn Spencer, again, is an American political and illegal immigration activist, AmericanPatrol.com. And here's some of the articles he wants to get into. U.S. proposes unmanned border entry with Mexico to basically legalize everybody. And then it continues here. Police employ predator drone spy planes on home front, but not to stop the open borders. Yeah, they're going to have checkpoints in the middle of Tennessee and Illinois searching people's cars with the TSA out of their jurisdiction, violating every canon of a free society. Right out of Nazi Germany. It's not coming. They're now doing it. But they tell the Border Patrol they can look west or east. They cannot look both directions. And their main job is now picking up trash. Okay, I'm going to stop right there and go to Glenn Spencer. I wanted to preface it all with that. Before we get into the latest you're facing and those two articles, Glenn, what do you make of Fast and Furious? Because that ties into everything. We knew it was premeditated. Now it's hundreds of times worse than the media first said. They've been caught perjuring themselves, and CBS News got the documents. It was to blame the Second Amendment, as if we needed to have the documents to know that. Just incredible to see this, this attorney general, this traitorous government. Glenn Spencer, your view on Fast and Furious.
Happy holidays. I was going to say Merry Christmas, but I was afraid you might be thrown off the air. how you doing? I take a different slant at this Fast and Furious.
Hey, Glenn, are you on a headset?
No, I have a handset stuck to my ear.
It just sounds really, really muffled right now.
I'm sorry about that, but, you know, we're down here on the Mexican border. So.
No, I understand. I understand. It's just worse than usual. Talk right into that phone for me.
All right, I'm doing the best I can.
Thank you, sir. Start over.
All right. I take a slightly different look and slant and interpretation of Fast and Furious. Almost 3 years ago, I held a press conference at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., to prove that the Mexican drug war was started when we shut off the Goldwater bombing range to smugglers. And we had proof of it. And nobody would listen. And since then, I've analyzed the data, flown to the border. Let me tell you something. The Mexican drug war was started when we shut down two of the major corridors that were available to the Sinaloa cartel. That got the cartels going to war with each other. But the United States government doesn't want you to know that, because the obvious conclusion, if you found out, was finish the fence and cut off the rest of the smuggling corridors. But they don't want to do that. They didn't want to blame the Mexican drug war on our fence. They wanted to blame them and divert attention to weapons. That's what this was all about. Everybody says it's the Second Amendment. That's partly true. But they're trying to blame us for the Mexican drug war when it was actually started when we cut off two major corridors. Now, you can go to AmericanBorderPatrol.com and watch my video, because I have flown that border from the Gulf of Mexico to San Diego at 500 feet with our aerial platform a number of times. And we watched that fence go in and we watched what happened. But that's one of the reasons we're blacked out. They don't want the people to see the facts that we have. Now, that's Fast and Furious. What else do you want to talk about?
Well, no, you're absolutely right. It's just incredible to see him going to these links. What do you make of Predator drones being used in regular police activity and not on the borders now? You know, they've got drones up there, they say, for drug smuggling, but not for general border security. What do you make of this article out of the L.A. Times where they're using drones in the Dakotas with local police?
Now, what I'm going to tell you is the absolute truth. The only reason they started using drones on the border was 8 years ago, almost 9 years ago, American Border Patrol developed its own and showed that unmanned aerial vehicles, drones, could be used effectively on the border. We demonstrated it. We had our own. I won't go into all the details. We were on national television three times, and that's when they announced they were going to put the drones on the border. Our system cost $50,000. They went out and bought this Predator for $18 million. Then we found out the FAA wouldn't let them fly it in most of the border areas. Right? They have to fly above 19,000 feet. Their cameras work between 5,000 and 8,000 feet. They are a huge waste of money. It is a major scandal I have been following for years. Now, if you go on American Patrol and you look at the feature from yesterday, you'll see the typical aircraft that the Border Patrol uses cost them around $200 for each apprehension that they help make. They put these predators on the border, and the former head of Customs and Border Patrol aircraft maintenance said it cost $32,000 per alien apprehension. And not $200, $32,000. It is a scandal of biblical proportions. Now,
What do they do in order to justify, the Border Patrol justify buying these airplanes?
Tell you what, stay there, and then I want to get your general view on how the globalists plan to get rid of the borders, because we've been defeating them on many, many fronts. Lynn Spencer.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. That's 1-800-497-8345.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when you all start partying.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
And iTunes.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Spencer is our guest. Decades are really exposing what's happening. The destruction of our country. Look at Europe. They're completely getting rid of their national sovereignty. Same group of banks, same groups with open borders there. And we got Mitt Romney pushing it. We've got the other presidential candidates out there with their sanctuary cities like Rick Perry. You got Newt Gingrich, who's for totally open borders, basically. Glenn, what's your view of the different Republican candidates?
Well, you know, we're a nonprofit organization. We really can't take a political stand on these situations. So I have to speak for myself. I think Michelle Bachmann has done the best job of it, addressing the issue, and the rest of them fall far behind. And, you know, by the way, Numbers USA, it ranked all of these candidates, agrees with it. She has the highest rating.
But what's incredible is that obviously there's 6,700,000,000 people that want to come here. They
right.
get here, and most of them get put on welfare. That's a fact. I mean, we're going bankrupt.
Right.
This has destroyed us. It obviously isn't good. I mean, do they want 100 million more people, 200 million?
They don't want any borders. They don't want the globalists don't want borders. And that's why I'm here on the U.S.-Mexico border. I don't know how long it's been since I talked to you, but we have developed we have been testing new technology here on the border that is going to explode on the national scene here very soon. We've had it installed on the border for a year, okay? And we've had high-tech people down here, and they just, their eyes pop open, their mouths drop open. They see what we have done. We have developed technology that will count, detect and count everybody crossing the U.S.-Mexico border in real time, and we can do it for less than what Boeing wasted on 50 miles in Arizona. Absolutely slam dunk, we've done it, we can do it, and now you just watch what happens when they try to cover this up. But we've got some pretty powerful people that are looking at it here in Arizona. I had a state senator here last week. She is looking at this. I've had other state senators from Arizona that are getting behind the project. We can seal that border. As a matter of fact, on AmericanBorderPatrol.com, there's a video on there. Everybody that's watched it said, oh, my gosh. Because it goes into the fact that earlier this year, Rand Corporation, one of the leading think tanks in the country, came out and publicly said, our government has no idea of how many people are crossing the border. It doesn't know. It doesn't know how to count.
But then meanwhile, they've got to set up a checkpoint in the middle of the country and grab your wife's breast to make sure she's not a terrorist because it's an imminent threat. While they're shipping guns into Mexico, it shows the war on terror is a ruse to take the American citizens' rights away. It's absolutely clear. Now, Glenn, looking at this, studying Mexico and the failed state it is, if they don't control the border, where do you see this going in the next 5 years?
Oh, there's no question. What's happening is like what's happening right now in California. The new census, the new redistricting, the Senate, the Republicans are going to lose like one-third of their seats. We're going to be outvoted, right, in our own country, all along the border. They're going to be flooding across. They're going to be taking over the cops. They're going to, you know, be heading up the police department, heading up the local counties. All of this is going to happen to the point where you no longer have control of your border, and the crossings are going to increase tremendously. Right.
Well, that's what I don't get. Down on Town Lake in Austin, they've got a big observation point down there. If I could take photos of it, I could pull it up and read the name of the observation point. You guys run my phone in here, please. I took photos of it 2 weeks ago, and they've got the Mexican eagle there killing an armadillo in its hands instead of a snake. And, of course, that's saying, you know, killing Texas. And I see this art everywhere, and I'm like, I like Hispanic people, black, white, doesn't matter to me.
Right.
My whole issue is Mexico is a failed narco-terrorist state. Why would people who are really U.S. citizens, a lot of them, get into this whole La Reconquista, La Invasora, and want to be implode like Mexico, and want to have the cops pull you over and shake you down, and want to live like that? I mean, it's crazy.
Well, I mean, you know, one of the reasons we talked today, they're putting an unmanned border entry spot down in the Big Bend National Park. They're going to spend $12.5 million to build a bridge and a port of entry down there. You know how many people it will serve in Mexico? 58 people who live in that little town, and nobody within 100 miles. So our government is going to spend $30,000 per Mexican so that these people can come into the United States.
Stay there. I want to hear more about this scandal on the other side with Glenn Spencer, and then I'll even see if I can Twitter out this photo of the eagle killing the armadillo. I have a lot of trouble handling this. And you can't have the American flag on your shirt in schools in Texas and California because it's offensive. I mean, come on.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you have a gardener who loves tomatoes on your Christmas list? If so, pay close attention because we've got them covered this year. Tomato Lovers Christmas Heirloom Seed Kits are now available and make the perfect Christmas gift for gardeners of all ages. Here's why. Heirloom Seed Kits contain the best love. These are the old-time varieties that taste like tomatoes tasted when you were a kid. Here's what you get in the kit. Amish Paste, German Pink, Tommy Toe, Cherokee Purple, Chocolate Cherry, Green Zebra, Italian Roma, and my personal favorite, Brandywine. You also get a $25 jumbo packet of our Christmas slicing mix. And the best part? The highest germination rates and absolutely no GMOs. But we're not done yet. You'll also receive an Heirloom Solutions gift certificate for $25, a pack of cilantro, even a pack of basil at no additional cost. Over $100 now, just $49.95, and we'll even ship it for free. To order Tomato Lovers Christmas Heirloom Seed Kit, go to tomatoloverschristmas.com. That's tomatoloverschristmas.com. Or call 800-215-3972. That's 800-215-3972.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, my friends, we are back live. Here's Fox News article. U.S. proposes unmanned border entry with Mexico. They want to do a test at a place where there won't be a lot of problems, so they can then roll it out everywhere and then just, by fiat, get rid of the Border Patrol agents and allow certain people to bring the drug packages over. Again, everything is about centralization. So the globalists want that. The bloody drug war in Mexico shows no signs of relenting. Neither do calls for tighter border security and rising fears of spillover violence. This hardly seems a time the U.S. be willing to allow people to cross the border legally from Mexico without a customs officer in sight. No, that's only for citizens to be pulled over and checkpoints and warrantless searches. No, when the globalists want open border, they get it. But in this rugged, remote West Texas terrain, where wading across the shallow Rio Grande undetected is not too easy, federal authorities are touting a proposal to open an unmanned port of entry as a security upgrade. So they say it's all too easy to get across, so we'll just go ahead and make it easier for you with a bridge. And it just goes on to talk about Big Bend National park, allowing people from the tiny Mexican town of Boquillas, I've been to Boquillas, to scan their identity documents and talk to a customs officer in another location at least 100 miles away, and then they open the door. Yeah. Let me stop right there, and we're going to go back to Glenn Spencer here. I've been to Boquillas. Wow, you talk about land of the lost. Huge caves, sand embankments running down to the Rio Grande. Incredibly beautiful. I can't describe it. Here I am trying to describe it. We took a little paddle boat across. You pay the guy in the rowboat a few bucks, and you get across. So I guess I went into Mexico illegally when I was a little kid. There's all these old wrecked cars and stuff, and I went into Boquillas, and they had dirt bottom floors. It looked like an old West town, but a real one. And just amazing. I now digress. Going back to Glenn Spencer. Glenn, what do you make of this? Why are they doing this?
Well, they say that the people in this little town, you know, used to shop at the Rio Grande Village store a couple of miles away across the border. And it's very difficult. And they bought food there because they don't have electricity in Boquillas. And so they want to build this $12 million bridge and crossing to serve the people of Boquillas. Well, there's only 58 people who live there. So we're going to spend $12 million so that they can come buy frozen food at the Rio Grande Village store. Wouldn't it be cheaper to buy them a generator so that they could have frozen food?
Well, when I was 9 years old, there were little paddle boats, little rowboats going back and forth. People are fishing there. I haven't been down there in close to 30 years, but from what I read and what you describe, it's still basically the same. Nobody's stopping those folks from coming across.
No, depending on the time of year, it is pretty easy to get across there. But I don't understand, when here we have a country that is broke, right? We don't have any money. And we're spending $12 million to make it easy for 58 people to cross the border? I don't understand that.
Well, that's like the state police are getting $600,000 boats here to harass people. I mean, the whole thing is just a joke. Government wants to bankrupt the population. It's unspeakable, and it just goes on and on. Where do you see this high-tech bridge and computer system going?
Well, the public comments that are going in to the Department of Homeland Security, in the next before the end of the month, you can read that report. I think a lot of people are going to criticize them. You have people who are experts at forging documents, and they're going to scan a document, and then who's going to be reading it? Some expatriate at the other end, one of these corrupt Border Patrol agents. This is insane. What is going on here? Help the people of the town. Give them $1,000 each or $5,000 each to move somewhere else or buy them a generator. There's a lot cheaper ways to help them out than spending $12 million on a border crossing in the middle of nowhere.
But there's nothing down there to begin with. I have been to Big Bend in the last decade, and there's nothing down there on the other side. It's just any way they can. With these no-bid contracts and the rest of it. Glenn Spencer, what about the moves towards another amnesty plan? What's the latest on that?
Well, of course, the person who brought that up was Newt Gingrich. And but what we have to understand that what Newt Gingrich is really proposing is not people who have been here for 25 years. Newt Gingrich came out and endorsed what they call the red card solution, right? This is by the Kriebel Foundation. And the red card solution is essentially to issue a work card to everybody. Everybody. So that you don't have anybody illegal anymore. And so what they say is, in their whole, in their document, the Kriebel Foundation, that Gingrich has endorsed, understand. Here's his quote. The Kriebel Foundation has a very good red card program that says you get to be legal, but you don't get a path to citizenship. So there's a way to
Yeah, they've actually said they'll just have them at domestic checkpoints, so now we'll be treated.
Everybody's legal. There's nobody to check.
Yeah. Well, no, Glenn, what I'm explaining is that Homeland Security has said in hearings, and they've now done it, they're going to have checkpoints hardened, but also roving all over the country, where they stop you on the side of the road, search you, checkpoints, shopping malls, body scanners. I mean, that's like leaving your fortress gates open, but then saying you've got armed guards pointing knives at the throats of the villagers as they sleep inside the castle.
Yeah, so understand, that is what this guy who was running for president has said. You're not going to hear it many places, but if you Google it and go into Newt Gingrich and the Red Card Solution, he has said that. It was issued, legalized everybody.
No, I know. Glenn Spencer, you're doing a great job. Thanks for the update. Look forward to talking to you again soon.
Right, thank you.
Thank you. There goes Glenn Spencer. Great guy. He's down there right on the border, but I would have him longer, but that phone is worse than it normally is, so I'm not going to subject people to that anymore. Okay. Let me just, again, if you're a new listener, be clear about where I stand on the border situation. The globalists, the New World Order, the megabanks, the United Nations, who run around engaging in every form of pillaging, robbing, murder you can imagine, are for the end of the family, for forced abortion, for eugenics, medical care, population reduction. And they are for disarming the general public, and they run genocides all over the world. They are for using food as a weapon, and they are for open borders. And so they make it all this thing where Rick Perry's like, it's just, you don't have a big heart. You've got a hard heart. Remember his quote? If you don't give illegals in-state tuition. So somebody from Oklahoma or Louisiana or New Mexico comes to Texas. It's the same all over the country. And they've got to pay. I was looking it up, say, for the University of Texas, more than double because they're from Oklahoma or New York or New Jersey or Michigan or Illinois, whatever the case is, Kansas, Missouri, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Alabama, Florida. But that's okay because they're just Americans. You see, they've taken this idea of American hospitality to the millionth degree and political correctness. And they say, you're going to now, because in-state tuition is taxpayer financed. All the state schools, including the University of Texas, biggest university in the world, most attended, that is paid for by taxpayers. And then all the other fees and fines, that's just all gravy so they can, you know, run their hedge funds and be involved setting up the major radio networks you hear on the air today, you know, baseball teams. They're involved in everything. Just a hedge fund. They're a permanent fund, all of it. And Rick Perry says you got to have a heart. Really, if I go down to Mexico, do the police have a heart when they pull my parents over when I was a kid down in southern Mexico and shake them down for money? Or how about have a heart when I'm driving on a bus for a tour of Mexico? Last time I said I intend to go down there. I might still go down there again. I like the Caribbean. And they just pulled over the bus and shook the driver down. He didn't say anything when he got back on. He was basically almost crying. But the army just demanded all his money. Give it all to me. I mean, where's the heart there? Mexico admits they have their most draconian immigration laws in this hemisphere. 6 months to a year, hard labor, dirt floors, first offense. I mean, they treat other Latin Americans like absolute garbage. And then here's our country. The illegals get here. They are, on average, you can look these numbers up, two-thirds on welfare on top of working. Oh, yeah, they work hard. And then the government wants to give them welfare, which the government does. Why not get that, too? Why not open up welfare accounts in three different names, which the government encourages as an incentive? I remember seeing an AP article 4 or 5 years ago where it was the big banks. It was the headline. You probably pull it up. I read it on the air many times. It was something like, big banks waive regulations on loans for immigrants. And it said, well, you're here illegally. We know it's tough. We're just going to waive all that. I mean, I've been to Bank of America years ago. some of our crew has, and we went down there and covered it. And if you're a citizen, you, Hispanic, black, white, Asian, whatever, you got to show three forms of ID. Even if you got a bank account there, they want two. But if you're an illegal, it's just you got a matricula on a piece of paper, somebody you can get out of a Cracker Jacks box, boom. It's discriminatory, just like the police have to let the illegals go. If they do arrest them, they get a $5 or $10 fine. DWI, let go. Aggravated assault, let go. I mean, this is in the news. And cops, when I've seen them throwing the book at citizens for petty stuff, I say, this is wrong. He goes, well, it's our policy, and I'm being recorded, and I'm told to do this to citizens and leave non-citizens alone. Wow. I mean, you're there to see, everybody's thinking of discrimination as black versus white or something, when there's all these other forms of it, where they shut down your local city-owned power plant, jack up your prices so some mega company can make more money and call it environmental. How is that not discrimination? You see? And so the globalists are for open borders. You know, my dad goes once a year or so on aid missions. He's a dentist, and you know, they've got all these different organizations where dentists and doctors go down and do free medical care. And he's been all over, you know, the third world doing that, but he went to Paraguay, the green hell, right in the middle of South America, landlocked. And while he was at a soccer game, he was telling me about this. Well, I was at his house this weekend, and I Googled it on my iPhone, and sure enough, there it was, London Guardian, where the game was canceled. He was taken to a game, and somebody threw a stick of dynamite in between the referee on a play they didn't like, blowing the guy back in the air and another person. They didn't die, but they had to go to the hospital. That's what was going on. You don't wear a watch walking down the street. Somebody will run up and grab it. They said, you don't want to give the kids balloons or any toys, all the homeless kids, because they'll get killed or beat up for it. And he was there, you know, doing all this free dental work. He actually donated a bunch of equipment he brought down there with a group of dentists and doctors he went down there with. But while he was there, he was telling me about this, and I knew about it, so I did a couple hours of research on it that night when I got home. The Amish, or the Mennonites, out of Europe and Russia in the last 100 years, about 80,000 of them down there, and they supply about half the food to the rest of the population, which is tens of millions. And they're up in the north desert area, the Chaco, which nobody could ever develop. They just wanted to be left alone. And then now they supply half the food and, you know, milk, eggs, cheese, everything to the people. And the UN has showed up and is saying they're environmental evil and trying to shut them down because they're actually trying to run slave farms in Paraguay. And everywhere you go, it's UN non-governmental mafia. They did the same thing in Mexico. 25 years ago or so, all over Mexico, UN biosphere signs, the concierge at the hotel selling you UN land. First land ever in Mexico, in a loophole in their constitution they made where you can buy land from Mexicans who it was stolen from. You know, you wonder why there's 30 million Mexicans in Mexico City. It was like 10 million 20 years ago. You wonder why there's maquiladoras all along our border. You wonder why our wages have gone down? Because the globalists that run our country have absolutely decimated Mexico and forced the hardworking, smart, good, indigenous people off their land, and then they're sent up to Mexico City and brainwashed that America did it, when it's actually the banks that have gotten America that did it. But it looks true, because in a way it is America that did it, and because we let the globalists do this, and now they're going to use the people they've uprooted, they bring them here, fill them full of anti-U.S. vitriol, La Reconquista, La Infusora, put them on welfare, teach them guns are bad, all this stuff's bad, vote for the Democratic Party, communism, basically, and that's how the globalists are going to bring the U.S. down. And that's what they've done. And then I spent hours researching the Mennonites down there in Paraguay. Some of them got there in the 1850s, more in the 1820s, 30s, and then after World War II, some more came. Because Stalin was kicking everybody off their farms and not letting you grow your own food and making you have military service. So the Mennonites, a lot of them got killed trying to leave. But the Mennonites, some of them walked out of Ukraine, walked out of Russia, got help from U.S. Mennonites, got on ships out of Europe, went all the way down, landed. Most of them ended up dying of typhoid and things. Well, you think the pilgrims, were half of them died. Most of them died and just kept in the desert, hand digging wells, hitting salt water, moving on, finally finding the biggest aquifer in South America. Boom, built this whole system, kept their culture intact, and the UN, just type UN Mennonites, Paraguay. The UN is in there battering ramming. David Rockefeller's there. The Bushes bought land just by that area. That's where all the narcotics trafficking is going on. This is openly discussed when my dad was there, but you go research it. All of Sun Yun Moon has bought 1 million acres. They're all down there, and the UN is coming in trying to run the Mennonites out. And there's all these articles, the evil Mennonites, they turn the desert green. And they're horrible. It's evil. It's unsustainable giving the Paraguayans food. It's the population's growing because of these Mennonites. The same thing with Gaddafi. He wasn't a perfect guy. I don't like him, but our government put Al-Qaeda in there. He was stabilizing all of Africa. It only takes a little bit of roads and infrastructure to build something up, and that Western information went into Paraguay and is helping them.
Solar power.
Solar power.
Hand crank power.
Hand crank power.
Radio power.
Radio power.
The goods you want, the good deals you need to power up your survival are at 21stCenturyGoods.com. In our solar department, you'll find solar generator kits, solar lanterns, flashlights, radios, and solar cell phone and laptop chargers. 21stCenturyGoods.com is your hand crank headquarters for everything from generators to flashlights to emergency, weather, and shortwave radios by Grundig and Kato. Big brand names and big deals. Like this. Get a free solar flashlight with every order over $75. But hurry, offer ends soon. Go to 21stCenturyGoods.com, spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. That's 21stCenturyGoods.com, or call 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Optics Planet, the go-to store for everything tactical, military, survival, and hunting, has redefined member privileges with a new exclusive online store featuring discounts too large to show the public. Optics Planet is proud to present DeVore.com. That's DVOR.com. DeVore is a members-only store with limited-time deals, not normally found at Optics Planet. We're talking 3 days or less. We're talking exclusive. We're talking up to 90% savings on the gear you want and need. DeVore.com. Are you a member yet? The prices on DeVore are so low our vendors won't let them be posted publicly, so you have to sign up to see the deals. Now through December 23rd, use the coupon code RADIO to save $10 off your first purchase at DeVore.com, or use the coupon code GCN to save 5% off most purchases at OpticsPlanet.com.
The destruction of our borders and the globalist plan. But the globalists are for it. It's like they're for endless wars. The UN and Latin America and in Africa publicly machine guns people. Publicly comes in and takes land for the environment and kills them. I had Lord Monckton on Friday about that. Re-aired it Sunday on the Sunday show that's live, but we ran a rebroadcast Sunday. All of this is going on. All of this is happening, and it's like, but it's the UN, so they're allowed to do this. The UN ran the Rwandan massacre. The UN is involved in all of this. It was set up by the robber barons through the Pentagon in 1945 by the Department of Defense. It is a front group for this global corporate managerial system. The empires of old that believed in eugenics out of Europe went underground through internationalism. And everything they do is about controlling the development of technology, blocking what they call disruptive technologies. That's anything that builds up humanity and makes individuals independent. There is a war against independence and a war against national sovereignty. And Mexico, Canada, and the U.S. are having their sovereignty destroyed, just like Europe is. Now, I'm going to come back with Ben Fuchs here in studio. I haven't even given the number out, but I notice we have loaded phones. Phones are always ringing. And we'll get to everybody that's there on whatever issue you want to raise. But I've run out of time now before Fuchs gets on with us. What a treat to have him in studio. I wanted to point out to PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, you can actually see it. But for radio listeners, you go to InfoWars.com. You can get all 18 of my films on DVD, InfoWars.com, and In the Fed bumper stickers, and a Citizen's Rulebook for $99.95. That is 70% off the normal price. We've never had any special this low. And it's a great way to do all your Christmas shopping without fighting the crowds and the lines and educate people and support our broadcast and all the other work we do in one fell swoop. I cannot stress enough, when you purchase books, videos, T-shirts, all of it, it not only brings you to another level of understanding and give you another tool to wake people up, it funds the radio show, the nightly news, the news websites. We are the tip of the spear. We are the biggest independent media operation out there exposing the New World Order, no holds bar. And we have the most courage. You're not going to hear folks come out and call Eric Holder a murderer. He is one. He's a dangerous gangster, and I'm going to call him what he is. We need your support, so thank you for standing right beside us by supporting us and taking advantage of the Alex Jones Everything Special that we're running through Christmas. You can order, if your order is in by Sunday night, and we get it out on Monday, you can get it before Christmas guaranteed inside the United States. So again, get those orders in by this Sunday coming up, InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And finally, 9 years in April. It'll be 9 years of PrisonPlanet.tv. We've upgraded it. It works like a charm now, even at peak times. High def, actual high def files in there. All of my films, expanded extras, my book, Paul Watson's book, the higher quality podcast, the nightly news, that some nights is 2 hours long. I mean, you talk about work and research and high production value. It's just all poured into it. You like what we do here on the radio? You think it's informative? You ain't seen nothing yet. PrisonPlanet.tv, or find it by going to InfoWarsNews.com. We have a special, which is 44% off. You pay for 6.7 months, you get 5.3 months free. That's a special I came up with years ago. We do every Christmas. It comes out to 5.3 months free, 44% off on a yearly membership, PrisonPlanet.tv. And you can share your passcode with up to five people simultaneously logged on. So it's really like buying six memberships when you get one, 15 cents a day, PrisonPlanet.tv membership. And know that you support the front line of the info war against the globalists. We can beat these people. Third hour straight ahead. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.